the report originally had been proposed to deal with some of the major tax avoidance issues. It had been praised by tax avoidance groups on an international level and development agencies. What happened last night was that most of the MEPs present voted to support important certain aspects of the report that were about ending secrecy for large multinationals and to make country by country financial reporting mandatory and public for those commissions. But unfortunately, an amendment tabled by the ALDE group, which Fianna Fáil is affiliated to and supported by the EPP, of which Fine Gael is a member of, introduced a massive loophole that would drive a truck through the progressive elements of the legislation, and which actually in effect make the entire proposal ineffective. The European Parliament has undertaken a huge amount of work in recent years, primarily as a result of the information that was received as a result of the LuxLeaks and the Panama Papers scandals. And as a result of what was a huge public fury at multinationals, MEPs had worked to significantly improve the Commission's proposal on a country-by-country reporting by proposing that companies should report all financial relevant information for each jurisdiction that they operate in globally, and not just for the EU, but also in blacklisted jurisdictions in the future. What we've seen last night was that Fine Gael grouping voted to weaken the Parliament's position from calling for global reporting to include a loophole that basically allows those largest multinationals to avoid reporting some vital data, so long as they can claim that this is due to commercial sensitivity. And what this loophole effectively does is undermine the entire proposal. And I have to say that it's shameful that Fine Gael and their EPP colleagues have supported it.
These companies may well argue, what's the point of us locating in a country like Ireland if that country is effectively going to give us no privacy and going to give us no chance to actually develop commercially sensitive material?
No, well, the important thing to remember is that these were new global rules. They would operate on an EU basis in the first instance, but then they would operate with any jurisdiction that was trading with the European Union. So the safeguard for countries like Ireland that do value our financial services sector is that everybody will be playing by the same rules. And effectively, this is the problem that we have, where the wealthiest multinational corporations and the wealthiest individuals in the world have basically come to a point where they consider paying taxes as for the little people, and they don't consider it part of their civic responsibilities. And this is having a detrimental impact on developing countries, but also on the economies of so-called first world countries, and particularly on the economies of the EU, because we know that for every euro that these multinational corporations avoid in paying taxes, that money has to be gleaned either by cutting public services or by attaching it to taxes that ordinary working families are paying. Now, we know what's happened in Ireland over the past 10 years. Both things have happened. Public services have been decimated and ordinary families have been crucified with additional tax heaped upon additional tax. There is a way around this, and this is by ensuring that multinational corporations pay their fair share. And one of the fears has been that if countries take unilateral moves, such as increasing taxes on multinational companies, that companies will do exactly what you suggest. In other words, that they'll leave the base country, and that Ireland and other countries similar would suffer. The proposals that were put forward were very clearly designed to be global, so that they wouldn't have that impact.